Mentioned earlier, Benegia, uplifting higher than limitations. So this is also connected with Chavdala Tevis, a union that took place 42 years ago. Chavdala Tevis, Tavshan Chav Gimel, was 150 years since the Istalkos of the Alter Rebbe. So B'meila, the Rebbe then Fabreng Mitzoy Shabbos, 1025, which was the time of the Istalkos of the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe then asked to sing the Tenegunim of the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe made a Siman Shulchan Aruch. And al derech mitzvah, Sunday night there was another fabrengen. The Rebbe waited. Then there was a dinner from the Lubavitch Yeshiva, so the Rebbe waited till kemat, the dinner is over, and nisht mamish till the end. It was about a quarter to 12, and the Rebbe came out then to fabreng with the elam. So mele, in the course of the two fabrengens, there were maimorim, there was a siyum shulchan aruch, there were the Rebbe asked to sing the tenigunim the alter Rebbe. There was also a magbis. Which the Magbis, the Rebbe said that everybody should empty out, the Rebbe said, and everything they have in the pocket. Happened to be that one big gvir gave back the second gvir, another gvir, a halva, a loan of thousands of dollars, punkten those that time. And then right after that, the Rebbe said that everybody that has everything in their pocket is, should give for the Magbis. Mainly this person that come to Nishom is Amarui, till he got back what the other person owed him. But Amol, the Rebbe said that they should empty out the pockets. Which Bechal the Seder by these two Fabrengen, Tosha Chav Gimel, was the Maile Medida Vagbola, Pasher higher than limitation. Side the Tenigunim at the Alter Rebbe, side the Magbis, the Eifna Magbis. And Alderaz, there are more in Yonim than also the Anhoge from the Rebbe Vechula. So Alderaz, I heard also then that it was then Punkt Emetzer came then, Bacharim came, so the first night they Takanudal be a Fabrengen, the second night was a surprise. But even the first night, it was Lamayla Medida Vagbola. So I heard it a few days ago that the Chatchila, I heard one Girsa, then I heard later more Bedil. I said, when Abacha then that came from Newark, and he came then, he was already after Amapil, and Bemela, he couldn't speak, and he came and said, Stumidikar, hey, he came possibly with his mouth closed, possibly to the Fabrengan, Rebbe's Fabrengan, so he put on his coat, and he came and said, from Newark, is a Rikoma, which was the yeshiva before Morristown, and he came Pashit running to the Fabrengen. Came running Pashit after a Mapel, he couldn't break. Kuma Chacharn, so Mela, he came, they couldn't say anything. Beteva is also Afrumer, God Afrumer, so Mela was putting the right person, the right occasion, Vachulu Vachulu. Bechol Eifem, this shows Bechlaal that sometimes, besides there is the Inyan, that there is a Maila Medita Vagbola. So this also is Meir, shines into a person that the person lifts himself up higher than Medida Bagbala. We see it also in Negev to Yud Shvat. So as a person takes in consideration that the union of Yud Shvat is the day, the Achtor, the Stalkos of the Friedrich Rebbe, and the Kabbalah Sanasias from the Rebbe, which was the union, the Achtores HaMelech, as the Rebbe mentions in the Sichat of Shemema Memalef, Amedi the Kasicha. And the Rebbe connects it with the Gemara in Hadius. That Bishas, there is an anniversary of a date that a Melech became a Melech. So it's not that Bishas, that it's an anniversary. But it's actually a day which renews the Malchus of the Melech and the Am. Al Derech, like it's in the Sicha that's coming out now from Yud Shvat Tov Shechov Beis, Al Derech is also Benegia to the Sicha Tov Shemema Memalef. The Rebbe speaks about Barichos. What does this mean? That Bishas, it comes to a new year, is Ayom Emeilem Neskorim Venasa. And Bemeilem, when a person realizes the union of Kabbalah Sanasios, so in order there should be the Kabbalah Sanasios, there was also a beetle, Mitzad Chsidim, Ksav Ksavi Hiskashus, there were letters of Hiskashus that came to the Rebbe from different parts of the world, different cities, different parts of the world. that everyone committed themselves b'nefesh, ruach, or neshama, chaya, yechida, to the Rebbe, as a chassid to a Rebbe. And this is basically also taking consideration that b'shas we find ourselves now, 55 years, going into the 56th year from Hain, Shnas Hain, as the Rebbe once spoke, b'negia meida ani, the union of Hain, which is derech agav, the union of meida, is the union of beetle, the union of Eidor, which as the Rebbe explained once, that the union of meida ani is the beetle in the beginning of the day. The beetle that are vekleg, the commitment, al derech, like there's a Rishi Shana in the beginning of every year, there is also a Rishi Shana every day. And the Rishi Shana is the meida ani, the meida ani of the day. And this is a commitment, kedem shayoyer mishenosek, the deepest sichas. Very interesting to know, the deepest sichas and davening is posted on that inyan, on the inyan of meida ani lefanecha. More and more, the Rebbe was constantly adding more and more biurim, meida ani lefanecha, the sicha in memches, and then the sicha by yeshiv nun beis. Mamish biurim amukim in the inyan of meida ani lefanecha. The Rebbe was explaining that the inyan of meida ani is kedem shayoyer mishenosek, which means even higher yet than the inyan of gilui. Shayor Kedem Shayor Mishinasi is the union of Etzem and higher Yadam Etzem. The Rebbe spoke Mamish on the highest levels, which this is the nucleus of the day. This is the beginning of the day, Alderazah by the end of the day, Biyot Chav Kidruchi, which is the Rosh Tevis Be'er, which is when the Nishama goes up Lamaila, Bishasi person goes to sleep. And Memela Bishasi comes to a Rishchei Deshvat, so it's already Achona, we saw in Tovshin Lamed, Yud Shvat HaGodol, was Tovshin Lamed. What took place then? It was the Sivatirus HaMashiach. You might hear from others that Yitzvah Agodol is Tovshin Mem is because they're 10 years younger. And B'meila by them, Tovshin Mem was the big Yom Tov when Rav Soloveitchik came to the Rebbe then Yud B'Yitzvah. But Rakol Panim, speaking B'nigir to my generation, Yitzvah Tovshin Lamed was Siyam Sivatirus HaMashiach. And that was originally referred to as Yitzvah Agodol. Shluchim came then from the whole world. And it was for years that they didn't come, and this was mamish, like after years that we didn't see so many people coming into 770. Every second person was from somewhere coming for this occasion. There was a big Yisaidurus then, Yisaidurus to the extent that people figured, oh, thought this is the Gula. So if there is a Mashiach, and we're going to greet Mashiach. And the middle there's a big Yisaidurus. In Newark, I called upon him the year before I came to Newark. Chavri even bet, made bets, and this is it, that we can already take all our stuff back to Crown Heights, because in the Rishmatis and everything that we have in Yeshiva, since we're going directly from 770 to Yerushalayim. And B'meila, there was a Pashat Amunah Pshuta that Chevra had that year, and especially in the Rish Chedesh Shvat, that the Rebbe wrote then a Michtav Klali, wrote about the Inyan of Tchiyas Amesim, the Inyan of Gevulah, was a very big Yisaidus. Fashteitzach has everything. Nishfashteitzach, not our kopanim. It's not self-understood. It's an inya which is lighter mitzad ehelem and arishoyim gevrim bay. So we had also from the tzadchek and neged, which referred themselves as litvisha yidin. So they were menaged to this whole thing and wanted to renew a inyan that was in the Alter Rebbe's time. But the Rebbe said gehofen that they were not matzliach, and the Rebbe then also put them in their place in the coming weeks in the Shabbosim, speaking about the whole approach, their wrong approach, that it's rachmanes on them, that they don't want to participate in the union of Sivatiris HaMashiach. Which this is basically Rish Chedesh Shvat, or Mary marks the beginning of the month. And the 10 days is a Yimei Achana. So B'meila B'shas, we think about the union of Yud Shvat. So the first thing is the union that is the union of Kabbalah and Nesius from the Rebbe, that for a year the Rebbe did not accept the Nesius. People came in and gave over to the Rebbe different chalemes they had. One chassid came in, an older chassid, and he said to the Rebbe that he saw a cholim. He dreamed that he saw upstairs by the Friedrich Rebbe's house, in the dining room by the Suda they're sitting, and the Friedrich Rebbe is turning around to a chassid, and he says, why are people sad? I will speak to my Adam, my son-in-law, and he mentioned Rab, and he mentioned the Rebbe by the second name. And then he walked into another room. So the chassid that had this dream, Rabbi Simpson, gave it over to the Rebbe. And then came another chassid, of Shlim Aaron Kazanovsky, who was also from the Chassidim, from Agudas Chabad, Askonim, Gor Stark Askonim, very communal in Yonim, Chassidic Chabad, brought the Friedrich Rebbe in the United States, one of the Chassidim that brought it, Friedrich Rebbe, so he also had a cholim. And the cholim is that the Friedrich Rebbe turns around to the Rebbe, by the table, and he says, Mati tzake loy, dabar el b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. What are you screaming to me? This is, in other words, the Rebbe is telling, the Friedrich Rebbe is telling the Rebbe, Dabar el b'nei Yisrael, say chassidus, and you will warm up, and you will illuminate Jewish houses, Jewish homes. And these were chalemas that chassidim went into the Rebbe the next morning. He told it to the Rebbe. On one occasion, the Rebbe once said that he came to you, but not to me. And the Mela, the Rebbe didn't go for it. Although sometimes he did concede in the sense that they're showing that there were already Mazel Tovs that came from Israel, from different Rabbonim, Aroshim, Rabbi Herzog, others. At one point, they asked the Rebbe to say a mimer, and the Rebbe said he's not going to say it. They asked the Rebbe to chazer a mimer, review a mimer from before. The Rebbe said it'll be a chiddush, and he's not doing it. The Rebbe tried to stay away from every new inyan, that he, any change or any addition, he was not ready to do what that in those in that year. There was one time they brought into the Rebbe a pigeon. They brought in a pigeon, and the Rebbe said in English, I hope on him, the first word was in English. The lesson was, please, geitarois. In other words, please leave the room. The Rebbe was very emotional then, because he started to cry then. The Rebbe wanted them to leave the room. This inyan of not formally accepting the Nesias went up till Yitzhak. For Chavdala Tevis, they announced in the newspaper that great Kedushas Admur Shlita Milubavitch is going to speak for, is going to chabreng. The Rebbe is going to chabreng. The Rebbe called in the Zikni Achsidim and said, who gave them the authority to write great Kedushas Admur Shlita? Chavdala Tevis. So the Rebbe says he wants, they should take it out of the newspaper. Chassidim, the Zikni Achsidim started to cry for the Rebbe, it's not shayich, technically, v'chulo v'chulo. So I'll call upon him, I don't know, but there was some kind of compromise, something was worked out. And this showed Poshet how every throughout the whole year, even 2 weeks before Yitzvah, the Rebbe did not want anything. The Rebbe connected, to waited till Yitzvah. And Yitzvah was the day the Rebbe took the Nesios. Originally, the Rebbe went to the AL, the Rebbe was handed his Ksavis Kashrus, the Rebbe then said also the Maimah Basiligani. Then the Rebbe came back to 770, and 8:30, I think it was 8 or 8:30, the Fabrenga was announced. There was a big Elam. Until this day, I can't understand how this could have been. There were, they make a chesm, there were 600 people that went in upstairs in the Zal. Chesnes. Chesnes, what this is. I have to ask someone that was there, Pasha, to recheck again. Akoponim, Rabbi Yolis was there, and he was in the Rebbe's room. Inside the Elam, he was afraid he'll be squeezed. He won't be able to get through with the Rebbe. So the Rebbe told him, Hal tzachoni mein gartel. That was the lesson of the Rebbe. Hold on to my gartel. And that's how he went in with the Rebbe together. I don't know if he held on to the Rebbe, but he followed the Rebbe when he went into the Fabrenge. Which the first Nekuda is, which as we think about it, is Alderach, like mentioned earlier, Onhalten sich in die Klamke. There's also an inyan of Onhalten sich in den Gartel, which basically is connecting with the Rebbe and in Yonim, through the Yonim of Lima Dateira, through Pu'ulas v'chulu. So once a Maisa speaking about a Gartel, the Rebbe would give out every Chosn. The Rebbe would give out the Siddur and a Gartel for Mincha of the day of the Chasana. In other words, a Chosn would come over by Mincha, the Rebbe would give him the Gartel and the Siddur, another Siddur that the Rebbe had for Chasana. If there were more than one Chosn, the Rebbe would ask who's older, when is the Chasana, if one is a Kayan, one is a Levi, Yisrael. And that's how the Rebbe, and the Mela, then the Rebbe would give the first one and tell them, the Rebbe would tell the first one to give it to the next one. The parents would stand there, and the Rebbe would give them a bracha. And the Rebbe would also give a bracha to the chassan, as lo yisbet na ala gute zach. He should request and have fulfilled all his requests. So the Mela, the Rebbe would also give the gartel. So as I got married, the gartel already was not available. So b'shasmai said later, I heard, what was the reason? Because every time the Rebbe was giving the gartel became a little smaller. everybody slept off its string from the gartel. So the Mele, the Rebbe saw the string is getting, the gartel is getting smaller and smaller, the Rebbe stopped pushing, giving out the gartel. He'll be left with nothing. So the Mele just, the Rebbe gave the siddur. So basically, this is basically, the noch came the Fabrengen itself, there was a chassid called Rav Sender Nemtsov. Rav Sender Nemtsov stood up and he said that everything is good and fine, the sikh is v'chulo, but we want to hear chassidus. We want to hear a maimer. At 10:30, the Rebbe began the maimer Basi Ligani, which later the Rebbe later the Rebbe edited the maimer, and later the Rebbe actually gave out the maimer Beizia. This was the first maimer from the Rebbe published Beizia. By the maimer Basi Ligani, the Rebbe asked also Nigunim should be sung from all the Rabbeim, as we see it in the Kutisichas Chelik Beis, that the Rebbe made Hafsokas in the middle of the Maimer, and the Nigun of the Alter Rebbe, and the Mittal Rebbe, and the Nigunim from all the Rabbeim. This was the Seder by the Rebbe, Sai Nigunim, and Sai mentioning all the Rabbeim, which is basically both in Yonim, Sai in Yonim of Teir and Sai in Yonim of Nigunim, which is the Inyan of Kulmas Halev. Which this is also basically, besides it comes to the inyan of Shvat, as mentioned earlier, Shvat is the inyan of Shem, and the two are at the two extremes. On one end, higher, on the other hand, it permeates everything. Which Alderas has also been a gear to this inyan, that the relationship between a chassid and a Rebbe, on one hand, it's an inyan which is higher than understanding, and the Rebbe brings in Nayim Yem in Chavov Shvat, that the yachas, the relationship is between a Rebbe and a chassid, is higher than time and place. And it is Saib Derechir Chazer, and Saib Derechir Yosher. Has no hagbolas, and Av is the Ruach HaChayim Chassidus, and then comes the lashon that doesn't have any, it's higher than Medida Hagbolas, than any limitations, which this is the relationship between a Chassid and a Rebbe, which this is basically the first aspect in the union of Shemen, that it's Eila Al Kol HaMashkin. On the other hand, over the connection that a person has with the Rebbe, so there's an expression Bechol Nimei Nafshi. Nimei Nafshi means that he's connected with all the threads of his nefesh. Which Aldera says also on a level, because a person, for example, is a Yeshiva Eil. He sits and learns. So the Cheira, so he has also ways how to connect to the Rebbe through the union of Limud HaTorah. And then there is also, in addition to that, basically, that Bishas in Limud HaTorah itself, so Aldera, like the Mittal Rebbe, brings in Sefer Derech Chaim, that the muscle of Tshuva is a muscle of a son looking for his father. And the Mittal Rebbe goes into Pratim, that how does he look for his father? He goes through the roads which his father would usually take, streets his father would usually take, and that's where he starts tracing his father. The Mittal Rebbe ends up, the Mittal Rebbe gives a nimshal, if it's, I don't know if it's Shar, it's Derech Chaim, or if it's a Shar Emuna, but the whole Eifen, basically, the mashal is that the child is looking for the father, and then comes the nimshal. The nimshal is that Yidden are looking for the Eivishta. Where are they looking? They're looking through the channels. What are the channels? The channels are in Yonim of Teiru Mitzvahs. And this is basically the Nekuda, that Bishasa Yid looks, Bishasa person finds himself in Yeshiva, finds himself as a Yeshiveya. So the Cheir is sitting and learning, he's learning the Yonim from the Rebbe. But there's an additional inyan, and this is Pashat Mitzad Chavivus, Mitzad Yeker, Mitzad Milsa, Bishai Yakira. It's mentioned in Gemara that there was someone that wanted always hear a word from Rav. Zakna, why? Zakna, because it was a special Chavivus for him. And he would pay the person if he would hear a word from Rav. Because of Milsa, Bishai Yakira, someone that dress, that knows how to dress, knows that Milsa, something silk, is something that's cherished. The same thing also, a vort that he hears from his Rav, from Rav's, in that case, in the Gemara Shabbos, is something that's cherished. Which Alderas has also been a gear to us. The Bishasa comes to Ninyan, if it should be in Gemara Bav Mitzia, or it should be in Yonim of Alocha, or other Yonim. Where could I find the Rebbe here? Where could I see something that the Rebbe says about this Inyan? Which this is basically looking for the Rebbe, that wherever we come, wherever we go, Epes Avort for Rebbe. Even though Bekamos, it's a small thing, over Akoponim, he brought in the Rebbe, Akoponim, he found the Rebbe, he connected to the Rebbe, which the, and especially through Limud HaTorah, which is this true Achdus. As the Rebbe says, Shleimus Achdus is dafka through Limud HaTorah. And this is basically, because it comes to the union of Chodesh Shvat and Yud Shvat. So on one hand is the union of Semen, which is higher than all the Medida Bagbala, a Rebbe, Shaleber, higher than the union of a Chosid. On the other hand, Aber, when it penetrates, it needs to permeate a person completely. And the connection has to be posted on all the levels. If it should be mitzad learning, if it, in learning, in pu'ules, in all the inyanim, v'chol drachecha, there's a inyan that a person should connect with the inyan of the memutza, as the Rebbe says, that v'negeir to Meshe Rabbeinu, that v'gam b'cho yaminu le'ilam, that when it came to Matan Torah, it says v'gam b'cho also v'negeir to Yusuf. So the Rebbe asked the question, you say this dikasicha in Sichas Kedesh, in Yisrei, Tovshan Lamed Gimel, very unusual sicha. The Rebbe discusses there, why was there a taka need to have a memutza? So the Rebbe says the need for that is because dafka through the memutza, Yidin can connect to the Eibishter. And that's why by Matan Torah Gufa, there was already a condition, a precondition, v'gam b'cho yaminu le'ilam, but also in you, to be the union of Amun, although the holding of Aseret HaDibros is Anich Hashem Elokecha, which Alderet says also, because it comes to Shvat, and a person knows that it's also the union of Tainuk, and it's also connected with the union of 11, which means higher than time and place. And the male, a person uplifts himself to that level that he should be able to be a Kaili. And Bishas, a person is a caliph for these inyanim, so b'meila he brings down all these inyanim here lamato, and he brings it down into his chayim apratim, that poshet begashmis. A person, his whole seder achayim, say begashmis, say beruchnis, is in a way that it's permeated with anhoga, what the Rebbe wants from him, b'tseisei u'beveye, and b'meila then, as the Rebbe said, that a person should picture the Friedrich Rebbe, then the beginning of the day and the end of the day, alderas a person lives with the Rebbe, so b'meila this is also something that then he can be mashpia on others, and the world is taka ready to hear, especially as we see it in the last 5-10 years, that they're ready to accept in yonim which they were not ready earlier. And this is all mitzad inyan of ishtakach yatir, that the keach that there is, which is keach bligvo, as the Alter Rebbe says in the Geras HaKedesh, that the inyan of ishtalkos atzadik, so after there is the higher than the limitations, mainly he can accomplish more yet than was accomplished till now. I'll go upon him how much it's to say more than was accomplished till now by a tzaddik. So b'chol eifun, the Rebbe says often that since we find ourselves approaching the days of Yitzvah, the day of Yitzvah, and HaGodol V'HaKodesh, and since we find ourselves for Eshchedesh, which is still a day that potentially benches the month of Shvat, including also Yitzvah, so mainly this is a special keach in the day itself. The person makes achlotas teves when he gets to Yutzvat, when he gets to the pu'ulas, all other inyanim, that a person takes upon himself, and then he's mamshich with these pu'ulas throughout the whole year. L'chaim. Rebbe speaks in a Sikha that there is the union of Yud Shvat and then there is the union of Yud Alef Shvat, which the union of Yud Alef Shvat is 11, as mentioned earlier. Yud 11 is the union which is uplifting, higher than Seder Ishtalshelus, the chain of creation. Everything is in 10 Asoras, Aseres Hadibres, Asoras Maimores, 10 Sviras, 10 Keichas v'chulo. The Shasa comes to the union of 11, so then a person lifts himself up higher than the limitations of world, which this is basically the union of Yud Aleph. By the Rebbe, the Nisius of the Rebbe, the Kabbalah's Nisius was Yud Aleph Shvat, and the year was Tovshin Yud Aleph, and the month was Yud Aleph. So mainly was three Yud Alephs. As the Rebbe explains in the Sikha, in Sefer HaSichas Tovshin and Beis, in the Kuntres B'chol Yivarech Yisrael, relating to the union of Chav Beis Shvat, the three Dargis in the union of there is Yud, and then there is Yud Aleph, and then there is the union of Chav Beis. B'shas we approach the union of Yud Aleph Shvat, and a person looks in the Yem Yem of Yud Aleph Shvat. So the Rebbe says there that the Seder Ayem is that a person begins with Meida Ani, and the Meida Ani is said even before Yadayim Tmeis, afilo before Netilas Yadayim, because called by Kol Atum Shabailam, the lashon is Kol Atum Shabailam, Kol Atum Shabailam, Kenan it onirin the union that Meida Ani from Ayin. All the tumors in the world cannot contaminate, cannot impure the Meidani of a Yid, which this is basically the union of Meidani Lefanech. So as a person thinks about it, Alpin Nigla it is Poshet, that he didn't, because it doesn't say one of the seven names from the Eibishter, therefore he doesn't have to wash Negel Vasa before. So comes Chassidus, and the Rebbe brings it here in the Yem Yem, that basically the union of that the reason that you can say it be Yadayim Tmeis is because this is a Dargin, the Nishama, which is higher than Tumah. And the Meila Kol HaTumah Shabu'ilam cannot touch the Tumah Meidani of a Yid. Which this is basically the two approaches. One approach is Lechatchila Aruntar, and then there's an approach Lechatchila Aribe. Lechatchila Aruntar means to begin with, take in consideration that since we don't have the Eibishter's name, so b'meile we can manage without negel vaser. The second approach is that lechatchila it's not begeder of tumah. It's not begeder of tumah. It's a dargin the neshama which is higher than the union of tumah. Which this is basically the derech of the Rebbe in general in every union. The b'shas there's two ways. A person can look at it with the lashon from the Rebbe in a clean keppel dik neifel, small-minded person, or a person could lechatchila look at it in a breiten neifel, in a very broad sense way. One of the inyanim is also bedugme, the inyan of the example that the Rebbe once said is that a person could satisfy themselves with pearls in the soup instead of actually going for pearls pearls and precious stones, which means that the pearls, the Rebbe is referring to pearls, mushroom, other inyanim that are in the soup, the chayit it's called pearls, of Mitzia says that it's not exactly the tachas hashleimus of ashirus, richness. Enough, there is an inyan that a person takes, receives, it goes for something that's more valuable and doesn't settle for anything less. Where do we find this? We find this b'negiyah to tefillah l'yoni chiyatif. That the pasuk says, tefillah l'yoni chiyatif l'fnei Hashem yishpech sichei, that tefillah l'yoni chiyatif. Then it says, l'fnei Hashem yishpech sichei. So Chassidus asks the question, although there's a famous maimon from the Rebbe Marash, what is the inyan from the Fnei Havaya? And then there's a mussel from Baal Shem Tev, that everybody was once invited to the palace of the king. Other people come to the different things and they see the richness and they forget about the rest. Zivenim Fazung, there's a lesson from the Rebbe, a beautiful lesson. Zivenim Fatrunken, they get drowned in the inyanim that they see. What does the word drowned mean? Like we saw 2 weeks ago. The inyan of drowned means pasha, that there is no mitzias that stands up, everything is covered. Which means that they become uis mitzias. Because they come to the richness, and they drown in the richness, means that the richness is what stands out. Kamayim layom mechasim, there's nothing else existing. As the Rebbe explains, what does it mean? That the water covers everything, the same way that the water covers all the creatures in the world, that they as Hashem will cover everything. The Mela, this has been a gear to an ordinary person, a person that shayeth to revelations. So Bishasi shayeth to revelations of a Mela, Bishasi sees one room. The Nocha the others, they need a second room. The Nocha the others, they need a third room. Till eventually, Pasha, they get that satisfaction. Oni doesn't know of all this. Oni walks straight into the back room. He walks into the king. Why is it so? Because the king is there. So the Rebbe gives a beer. Why is it that after the Oni has this insight? Because the Araman had garnished Vilarouts. Because the Araman has nothing, he wants everything. Where could he get everything in a nutshell when he takes the king? And the Mela, the Araman doesn't know from any richness, Der Stengel, Yenner Stengel. He's not a maven on that. He wants the king himself. The Mela comes to the king and then he gets everything. And this is basically and this is basically also in the Inyan that there's a person that he takes in Yanim that he settles with once. There were different occasions that the Rebbe would sometimes mention that sometimes a person satisfied themselves, as mentioned earlier, the pearl in the soup or the pearl on the necklace. But there's also another muscle that Rebbe used, that sometime a person takes a kelishkul and sometimes he takes a full cup, a big cup. The Rebbe says, what is the difference? A kelishkul means a small keila. If he extends a small keila, he gets a small measure. Shah somebody extends a big cup, so then he gets a big measure. And this is in all the inyanim, that a person needs to have the inyan of lechatchila riba, a derech like we mentioned, ayem yem yudalef shvat, that lechatchila riba, that is lechatchila not begeder of the inyan of tumah. And besides, a person needs something, is lachatchila, why does he have to think in this way? The Chayyim can think in a different way. There were Taka Maises, Sipurim, that took place by the Rebbe, which were Mesim. Although the Rebbe Taka wanted that the person should be able to accomplish it, but the person was not able to accomplish it on his own. A dugma was once that the Rebbe gave once one of the binders, a siddur. The Rebbe gave him a siddur. And the Rebbe gave him a manila envelope. And the Rebbe told him to put the manila envelope into the manila envelope. He's trying his gatement. The Rebbe says, ah, a button. The Rebbe takes the envelope and puts the siddur into the envelope. Yeah. Lepil Mamash, this person felt definitely it's a maisa nisim. A miracle, a miracle envelope. I'll upon him later, he had it in the store, in the bindery. The bindery in Bemeshach Hazman, or be they Shamayim, or be they Yodim, the envelope disappeared. As these people heard, and he was Mefarsamit, so people wanted to have the envelope back upon him. Which Alderel says also many in Yonim, that the Rebbe gives a person a keach to stand up higher than Medidah Vagbola, and the person has to do his part. Then I might say somebody once asked by Fabrengen at a Fuhr Shlema for older chassid asked for his wife in 1955 with Beis Thomas. So the Rebbe said, and then he went over again. He felt he heard the doctors already tumbling. It's the matzav that it's not good. The matzav over there by that case that took place in 55. So Lapeel, he went over to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, what is your wife's fault that you don't have a munah? That you don't have a munah in me? The Rebbe says, I already told you once. So what's it that the wife is suffering? He says, what is it her fault that you don't have a munah? In other words, it was completely totally dependent on the munah of the person. So this is al-derech, like the Friedrich Rebbe explains the difference between a munah and bitochem. That a munah means a person has to do something. A munah. Bitochen means the inyan is there, but it's dependent on him. Emunah is like he's more distant from it. Bitochen means the inyan is there, but he has to do, it's totally in him. Which Alderah says also on this inyan, that the Rebbe, that there's an inyan that the person has to do, then there's an inyan that the Rebbe does his part, but in order that the inyan should have a shaykhes to him, the person has to do something. Derech, like it's mentioned, b'negiyah to the Azeyar that the Rebbe would mention many times, that b'shas l'moshel a person said Rav Hamnuna Sova. B'shas he sat down to eat, he would be mispalel that he should have food. Drekman the shayla yitochem. How could it be? He has food on his table. So he's mispallel that he should have food. So the Rebbe gives the beer. There, a geschmacker beer. That the word is, I say, the food is stuck there. But in order that the food should have a shaykhis to him, a connection to him, that it should be his birurim, he should be able to accomplish and have a fulfillment from it. The gashmi's beruchnis, he has to daven. The melee, he said it tefillah then, by the table in front of the food. Which Haldera says in everything, that there is an inyan that a person has to do his part, and then there's an inyan that's done mil maila. Haldera, like Bishal said, came to print Teira Shmuel, 1950, Tovshin Yud. The Rebbe was printing it, but it was offset. Offset poshet with written, not typeset. There were some that were uncomfortable with that, so they came to the Rebbe. And it was in the time of the Friedrich Rebbe. So the Rebbe approached the Friedrich Rebbe and asked Benegia if they can typeset it. So the Friedrich Rebbe answered, it's time to take dem Pferd zum Brunnen wie dem Brunnen zum Pferd. Time to take the horse to the well and the well to the horse. Which means, Rapashtos, that a person should exert himself and sit down on the Teira Shmuel and learn it as it is Ksav. There were people that want Sliach. It's not like impossible. It's not like somebody has to go up his nothing to climb up Echmesura. Vaistuis, that it took 49 years, 39 years, and Vaistuis the horse didn't budge. And the Rebbe then asked to print all the Svarim Asis Mirubois in typeset Asis. This was in Tafshim and Test that the Rebbe came out then to retype all the Nyanim Asis Mirubois. Akoponim, but the word is, as we mentioned also in the Gira of Hanina Ben Beis and earlier different occasions, different Fabrengans, that also there they needed, the Malachim needed, he should put his finger on the stone. What was the point of it? That he should at least participate. The Malachim don't need it. What did they need? His finger on the stone. So the word is that he also has to be part of it. Which this is basically the two nekudas, that on one hand there's the union of Shemen, which is higher and doesn't get, that's higher than Mildirav Akbala. Together with that, it penetrates every nekuda. Which Aldera is also here. On one hand, the relationship Chassid and Rebbe higher than Mildirav Akbala. On the other hand, as the Rebbe said many times, and as people ask the Rebbe, what should they tell someone that's becoming, that wants to become Lubavitch? What could they sell him? So the Rebbe said that you could tell him that we learn and daven, and if we need miracles, we have miracles also. So that this is the difference between Chabad and the Pelesha. By the Pelesha, the first thing would be announced would be we have miracles. So they had a steeple after to learn. But Lepil Mamish, this would be the vertis of it. By Chabad, the Rebbe said right by Yudshvat, when the Rebbe became Rebbe, this is another word that English says is poor. Poor with translating. Literally means don't sow any birds in your pocket. What makes us in English? This is the lashon that Rebbe used in Yiddish. This is l'shein kotche. Chabad is that a person has to exert themselves. And when they exert themselves, is azichar azach, that they're matzliach and tzaddik b'menosei yichya. Not yichaya, but yichya. He does his part. The Rebbe says, well, I don't turn down to help someone, but b'cholef, and it has to be aveda b'keach atzme. Now this is how it's an old inyanim. On the other hand, besides the Rebbe gives the keichas, it needs to be utilized in full. Once a ma'aseh by Fabrengen, the Rebbe gave someone l'chaim. And the Rebbe told him, then he extended his hand, so the Rebbe said to him, I am giving you with the right hand, why are you extending to me the left hand? L'cheira, what's this? It's not a psastama spiel, it's a play with words. The word is that the difference between the right and the right and the left, as the Rebbe mentions in Tanya, not to offend any left-handed ones, is the inyan of the right hand is basically the reif keach of the guf. Reif keach, pasha, the strength of the guf. The Mela, besides the Rebbe says, I am giving you a full thing, what are you giving me a half a thing? It has to be L'cheira Zeh Keneged Zeh. Which Aldera Zeh also, in all the Inyanim, that besides the Eskech has given, in order that it shouldn't be in vain, it shouldn't be Levatola, a person has to use it out in the fullest measure. And the Mela then he can come and say, Ru'u Gidulim Shegidalnu, that he accomplished what he accomplished with the energy, with all the Inyanim that he received. And b'meila he's able to be mekabel the Rebbe, in Begula Mitzvah Vashlema Bekariv Mamas.
Yeah.